today is October 24th, 2018. I'm coming from downtown Ottawa from a meeting with some professionals. I enjoyed myself thoroughly at the meeting. On the way back, I was probably zoned into. I was in a great mood. I was happy because I was less stressed. I've been with my friends, so that kind of lets a whole lot of things away from my mind. Then I was sitting in the bus, and it's really dark outside. I got in the bus. The bus started moving. It stopped at a station, and then there was this girl who started running. And I looked at her face, and I just got fixated on her face for a little bit. And I was in a very happy mood, so I looked at her face from a distance. She hasn't gotten on the bus yet, and I can see her from inside the bus, and I could see that I thought it was a friend from my college. She looked, the way her mouth was, her face felt for a reason, for some reason, and from a distance. When she got in, I had a good look at her face, and that wasn't her. And so, that really wasn't her, and I was mistaken. So I didn't pay any attention to the signal. I asked myself why I would be seeing things this way, and I realized that, you know, I sometimes do unconsciously, I'm scanning for faces all of a sudden because of my training. And because my stereotypation lets me scan faces in detail. So I saw something, but also at the same time, when I still looked at it, I felt that that wasn't her. But at the same time, I felt that that was her. And that might not be scanning faces. I would think I was scanning something else. So what I noticed is that how the vision actually works, because it's not just cued into visual features. And now you're gonna probably notice something interesting about it. That she, when she got off at the same station as I did, which is the college, at the college, a baseline, and I said to myself, oh my lord, is that how her face all of a sudden altered inside my head? And I ended up seeing it, because it's actually a signal that she's gonna end up in the same place. Or is that a coincidence? Because this is what I keep telling you about myself, is that I can't read into coincidences and chance events sometimes because of other things that just come into play, and then that's how. So I'm sorry, 95 Cambrian. I'm even more scared, because remember the girl that I told you who got off at the same station as I did? She just looked at me and she said, the buses don't come to the station, the one that you're at, they don't come here in the night. Okay, so obviously I'm not scared, but that's just way too extended. Anyways, thanks for your time. Bye. Got on the bus, ran for a while. Thanks.